Fresh from what appeared to be a pretty successful trip to Sydney and before that Washington, the French President Emmanuel Macron has now begun a three-day visit to New Caledonia, where the hard work really begins. The French Pacific Territory is considering cutting ties with France, with a referendum on independence set to occur for November. Emmanuel Macron will be using this visit to campaign for the territory to remain under French control. But that's not an easy pitch, following decades of fierce campaigning by separatists who want to break away from Paris. Denise Fisher is Australia's former Consul General in Noumea. She's now a visiting fellow at the ANU. Denise Fisher, welcome to breakfast.
Hello, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Emmanuel Macron's message to New Caledonia is don't break away, stay with France. What do you think it would take for the French president to successfully sell that message to the New Caledonians?
Yeah, but the thing is, he's actually stopped short of saying that, even though that's obviously France's position, mainly because France has to hold this referendum, which is it is committed to. Mm. But everybody knows that he does, that France does want this. In fact, we think the main game was his trip to Australia, but for him, the main game was definitely New Caledonia. And he chose this visit at a particular time. Lots of anniversaries, there's significant anniversaries in New Caledonia at this time. And indeed, he has now moved his first statement when he got off the steps of the plane was to say something which is a bit ambiguous, but which is extremely important in local terms. He said, we have a sovereignty to construct within a sovereignty. So what he's saying is he's prepared to listen and to have new powers, perhaps, mm-hmm. handed over to New Caledonia mm-hmm. within the sovereignty of France. This is highly significant because you've always got both sides, pro-independence and pro-French people, wanting to push, very, very sensitive about this referendum. And so now you're going to have the pro-independence people declaring foul, that France has come out and said that they want New Caledonia to be with France. But he has come with some very significant gestures. He's got with him a piece of paper, which is the piece of paper signed by the French admiral, who rocked up on the shores of New Caledonia in 1853. And he's going to present this to the local archives. Highly significant, because when the admiral arrived and declared possession, he was surrounded by in the presence of Cunnock elders who did not sign the document. Mm-hmm. They didn't sign it. And the first sentence of the Noumea Accord, which has presided over peace for the last 20-odd years, says, This statement of possession of France did not impose rights over the Kanak people. Now, this is complicated because we know with our own Aboriginals, that our Indigenous people have an affinity with the land which goes beyond Western property rights. Mm-hmm. And this is true also of the Kanaks in New Caledonia. So by handing over this document, it's a huge gesture.
What do you think it's saying, that notion of, we have a sovereignty to construct within a sovereignty? Handing this document over, is he handing back the agreement but still saying there's a relationship? What's he trying? What do you think decoded, a sovereignty within a sovereignty?
That's a good question, and we are seeing consummate French diplomacy just as we saw it in Australia because 2 days ago word of this document was made public that he was going to bring this document, and of course the pro-France people were up in arms. They already have organised a demonstration. They always have demonstrations when French presidents visit.
The
pro-France people had organised a demonstration of their support for staying with France for the French president's mm-hmm. visit today. And it was starting to take a turn against this document because this is doing too much for the Kanak people. So his main message in saying we want to construct a sovereignty, he's seeking to bring together all these disparate groups. He's timed his visit impeccably. During the 3rd to the 5th of May, there are three key anniversaries which everybody in New Caledonia knows about. The first is the anniversary of a massacre at a cave on an island in New Caledonia, which was the turning point of the Civil War, when France realised...
So when was that?
That was in the 4th of May, 1988.
Right, yep.
When the French realised they had to do something, and they negotiated the Matignon Accords a couple of months later. A year later, to the day, 5th of May, independence leader Jean-Marie Chebar, Kanak leader, was assassinated by his own people for having signed that accord. And on the 5th of May in 1998, the Namur Accord was signed, where all parties agreed that it was too sensitive to hold the independence as promised that year. They couldn't. It would reopen the wounds of war. This is highly sensitive, this independence process. The Kanak people expect to have their say, and they postponed it for another 20 years, and that's what we're seeing this year. That's so his main message is, you know, let's have a peaceful, constructive working together.
Okay. That's a very mature decision that was made back then, wasn't it, in 1988, the Namur Agreement, the Namur Accord, which allowed decades to sort of allow this to ferment before. But the promise at the end of it is a referendum by this year. So here we are in this year. The referendum question itself will be, you know, do you want to stay with within France? So what do you think the outcome could look like, this sovereignty within sovereignty? What is France proposing that is something less than full independence and breaking all ties with France?
I don't think it's up to France to propose, and France has made it clear that it's up to the local people to work out what they want, although you have...
Yeah, well, France, where are we at now? I mean, we don't have any months left. Presumably they must have a blueprint.
This is the thing. There is no specific blueprint, but there have been lots of discussions, and there is there's a process of discussion. And in fact, I would argue that this process of discussion is more important than referendum day itself. A poll came out magically the day before, the morning of Mr. Macron's arrival in New Caledonia, which indicated that 60% of the people for the first referendum, remember there's a three-year process, up to three referendums, for the first referendum, 60% of the people suggested that they might vote to stay with France. Mm-hmm. But there's a huge number, 40%, who are either undecided or who want to have independence. And most of those are Kanaks. And there you get the complications of indigenous people and their attachment to their land and what they see as their own destiny.
But hang on, can I stop you there? Because that's essentially what this is all about. It was about the Kanak fight for independence. That's what the blood was shed for. So that's what this has been agreed. There needs to be this process. 40% is essentially the entire Kanak population. I think it's 39% of New Caledonia. So, I mean, that needs to be listened to, you would think. If this process is going to have any positive ending, there needs to be some kind of independence, doesn't it? But do you think there might be some agreement because people don't want to leave or lose all the support France gives?
Well, I think it, perhaps not that 40% is a bit more, it's a more complicated. Not all Kanaks want to stay, want independence. So it's a little bit more complicated. But you're right. And what the essence of the message is that France is prepared to see the local people ask for more, and they're prepared to listen, and they're prepared to be there, but they want to know, what do the local people want? And so what we're seeing is an encouragement of a process where the local people will really redefine the shape of France's presence in New Caledonia. And that's quite a historic thing for a government that talks about an indivisible republic. So it's quite a gesture, and the hope is that there will be a peaceful process of discussion that will indeed go beyond this first referendum date and into the times when the local people can choose to have a second and a third one.
Right.
And construct a New Caledonia, a new New Caledonia on our doorstep. So for us, it's very important because we've had peace in the last 30 years in a very troubled region in this important nickel producing country off our coastline, a place where there are hydrocarbons. Australia is working with French scientists establishing all that. So, you know, there are a lot of strategic issues. We've got a new...
There's a lot of strategic
China
issues right now. That's
so
right.
So for us, let's hope that this process will be successful.
Let's hope so. Denise, thank you very much for helping us understand that. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Fran.
Denise Fisher, Australia's former Consul General in Noumea and visiting fellow at the ANU.